Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is
made. And welcome to the Council Connect show with Michael Goodrich, the Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra from Yarra Rangers Council. And we've got a great show this month lining up. Our last show for the year. It's gone so quick, December already. It's crazy to see. We've got a lovely guest this morning. We've got Inda from Eastern Health talking about our Living Stories project. After that, we've got a new Community Youth Development Officers, Sophie and Jade, talking about their role at Council, how they're working with young people in the Yarra Rangers. Next, for the third session, we've got Judy from your library, talking about what's happening in our libraries in Yarra Junction and Healesville. And last, we have Julian Guest, who's our talking about an economic development strategy from Yarra Rangers Council. So, a jam-packed show, but first, welcome, Inda. How are you?
Yeah, I'm well, thanks. How are you going, Michael?
Yeah, good, thank you. Now, you work at Eastern Health. Can you tell us a bit about what your work is at Eastern Health and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So I'm in the health promotion team at Healesville Hospital and Yarra Valley Health, and it's a job that I absolutely love. It's something that I have quite an interest in as well. But my work is around prevention. So we look at ways of preventing people from getting sick. I mean, I use the analogy, you know, we're the fence at the top of the cliff. So so a lot of our work is helping people to be healthy without them needing, you know, healthcare or treatment later on down the road. And this takes many different forms, but we do have priorities from the state government around increasing healthy eating, increasing active living, reducing harm from alcohol, tobacco and drug use, and fostering respectful, resilient, inclusive communities.
Just a few things there.
Yeah.
It's quite busy. And so is there particular projects you're working on right now you're focusing on that's in those areas?
Yeah, so something we have been doing with the local schools in particular is trying to implement the Vic Kids Eat Well and Achievement programs. These programs are state government funded and we use them as a way to, you know, foster healthier behaviours within schools and to work with staff to allow that for their students as well in the Upper Yarra region. That's been going pretty well. We've had a couple of schools engage and it's always a pleasure interacting with the teachers and the principals and the students and just seeing, you know, the outcomes that they get out of it. So it's been a wonderful experience. And we also have been doing quite a lot of work in the vaping space. That's really
up a lot. Yeah, really emerging spaces, particularly in the area too. So, yeah, what work are you doing there?
Yeah, so recently we did some sessions. We worked with Inspiro Community Health and we did some sessions at Siri Community School in Yarra Junction and we taught the, we were teaching all the year levels there in the high school and also the upper primary school grades as well about the dangers of vaping and the impact that it would have probably in the short term as there's not a lot of long-term data as of yet, but we're just trying to teach the kids about the importance of, you know, not vaping and to know what exactly is in the chemicals.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you can't actually not quite sure what could be in there. If you're going from the shop, maybe, but you're getting somewhere else, it's quite unknown. And I guess people might have seen vaping before, but not quite sure. What are the potential short-term health effects of vaping?
Well, it can take place for things like nausea, dizziness. It can also be things around... there's people that have had issues around lung injury and issues with... there's this thing called popcorn lung, which affects young people. So that's something that's been happening from too much inhaling of vapes and it causes issues within the lung tissue.
Yeah, it's quite serious side effects.
Yeah, so it is quite serious, but we're just working with the local community and young people on, yeah, just kicking the habit and decreasing their risk of vaping. And also there's risk of nicotine addiction as well.
Yeah, because the levels of those nicotines can be quite high and you don't really realise what you're taking in by the vaping as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And another project you've been working on and just sort of and have done a lot of work with and with council and other organisations too is the Living Stories Project. Can you tell us a bit about that project?
Yeah, sure. So the Living Stories Project was all about giving the community a voice in terms of mental health. So as we've, you know, come to discover over the last couple of years, mental health is becoming more and more talked about and it's becoming more and more people are discussing it more and are more open about it, which is wonderful to see. And this has occurred from, we've come out of COVID-19, and in Victoria we had, you know, lockdowns and homeschooling and working from home and,
yep,
and all that
and
kind
and
of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's been a very long road, particularly for young people too, or people who are experiencing mental health issues. It's been quite a challenging period of time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's been very, very challenging for a lot of young people, particularly. That's what we've been seeing in our health promotion work when we've been working with the primary schools in particular. We've spoken with a lot of the principals and the teachers, and they've expressed a lot of concerns around children's interactions in the classroom or interactions, you know, just outside of school and with their friends, and there's a bit of a gap there with their, you know, social skills and education.
Absolutely. I was thinking through that period of lockdowns and COVID of and imagine, like, if I was in primary school and high school, like, that's such a significant period of your life. Like, if you're in year 4 or 5 and it's 2 years, that's like a quarter of your life almost. That's experiencing, and you're missing those development milestones for, you know, making friends, the social ability to socialise around your school and your teachers as well, but all the major milestones of graduating and doing the first camp and playing sport and all those major events in your life you've missed out on, and it's quite a long time to be able to recover from those things.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen a big effect on young people, but the whole Living Stories idea was, we've been in a lot of my work and also in my interactions with other, you know, stakeholders and health professionals, the words lived experience have popped up a lot. And it's important that we have those words at the forefront of our minds, because that's what helps, you know, drive change and drive prevention or drive treatment, is having those two words, lived experience, at the forefront of people's minds. So with this project, so we were looking at doing something impactful in the community. So looking at you know, getting more people to, we wanted to reduce the stigma around mental health and seeking support, and we wanted to do that within the local Yarra Rangers community. So I was working with Yarra Rangers Council and Inspiro Community Health, and we were thinking, you know, how can we get people to seek help for their mental health, or how can we reduce the stigma of mental health? And then it went from us, you know, thinking about, well, how can we do this? And then we thought of the words lived experience.
Yes.
And then the Living Stories was born. So this project has been, I think we spent probably about a year working on it. I reckon this time, probably about this time last year, I was at the Yarra Rangers Council offices with my colleague Emily, and we were discussing the project, and it was just like, we were in the early days of planning it about this time a year ago, and then we just thought, oh my gosh, we'll get the local community in Yarra Rangers, we'll do a call out and we'll see if people from the Yarra Rangers community, if anyone's interested in sharing their stories publicly to everyone in the community, and to share their experiences of mental health or caring for someone with mental health issues. And the participants have done that in a variety of different ways, and we did this by working with them.
Yes.
So what we did was, once we got our recruits and we got our participants, probably in July this year, we had working groups with them. So we did this every fortnight on a Monday night, and we worked with the participants to, you know, for them to share their stories and talk through things, and we worked alongside them, but we didn't want to do anything for them or take over in any way.
Yes, yeah, so letting them tell a story, but I guess they're hoping, because it's always, it's one thing to have a lived experience, but everybody to tell that story is quite a skill, and there's always different ways to tell a story, different meetings to tell stories, so allowing those participants to find what's meaningful for them, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we wanted to work with, was to work closely with the participants and get them to share their stories in any way that they felt comfortable, and we didn't want to take over or tell them how to share their stories or anything like that, because we wanted to make sure they shared their stories, you know, however they wanted to, and we didn't want to, you know, control or gag or tell them how they should tell their stories. So we did this over a we did this fortnightly. We had a few sessions, and then on the 14th of October this year, we had a launch event which took place in Kilsyth, and it was a wonderful day. We had the participants present their stories. We had local just anyone in the local community come out, and they went to, it was held at Japara Neighbourhood House, and we had quite a few, we had quite a few people attend, which was lovely to see, and they got to watch, you know, each of the participants' stories and hear from our participants. And we even had like a Q&A opportunity where we got
yes.
to...
Yes, oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we got the people who visited to, you know, ask the participants any questions. Mm. And, yeah, it was just a wonderful day and an amazing turnout.
It sounds like a really powerful experience for those participants to be able to reflect back on their experiences and be able to think about what's... was like them and what how they wanted to share their stories. Mm. I think you've got some information here about a few of those participants and I mean, yes, who they were and what they're about their stories too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to tell everyone about the participants that we had. They were all amazing people, very strong, and I admire their courage and their bravery for sharing their stories with us and also with the local community, and that we had such a diverse range of people and stories, which was amazing as well. So we wanted to try and appeal to like as broad of the community as possible by having as many different stories as possible. Mm. So we had Chris and Belinda. They were a couple and they met 16 years ago while they were both patients at an acute psychiatric ward. Chris is a retired Navy officer and Belinda was heading towards a career in community music until she became too ill to continue on that path. And Belinda, she now runs the Yarra Valley Singers Choir with Chris by her side. So, and we were fortunate to hear some songs by the Yarra Valley Singers Choir on the day of the launch fantastic. Event, which was fantastic. So it was just, it was amazing working with Chris and Belinda, and their story was very, very powerful. Mm. Our next participant was Hannah. So Hannah's 21 years old and a young carer for her mum, and she's always been someone who wants to give care and compassion, and through her journey she is learning to give those things to herself as well. We have Ray. He became involved in the Living Stories Project with the intention of connecting with others who have stammered or stuttered all their lives. He had a stutter until the age of 34 years, which had held him back in all of his early years, including seeking employment opportunities requiring minimal communication skills. And this is a quote from Ray, but he said, "Remember, no child is born with a stutter. It is acquired. And in my opinion, breathing exercises can help some, but I think there are better options. My recovery only took a short time, and once you overcome the stammer, you will see a bright new world." And then our next participant was Laura. Now, Laura is a 39-year-old mother of three who lives with bipolar affective disorder. Laura would like to see lived experience voices rolled out into many areas of the community, especially in decision-making processes, and was incredibly proud to be a part of this project for these reasons. And Laura had a real history of, you know, sharing her story. She'd appeared on like the Today Show, and she's got a big social media following. So it was a pleasure to work with Laura, and she's been very, very open about sharing her story. And, you know, she's shared it broadly before this with the broader Australian media as well. Mm-hmm. So it was great working with her. And then lastly, we have Mel. So Mel is a non-binary social worker who is passionate about inclusion, equality and well-being. They were 33 when they were diagnosed with autism and ADHD. They are passionate about inclusion and diversity and supporting well-being through celebrating our unique strengths and experiences. So it was an absolute pleasure working with each of these participants, and they all had something different to offer, and they all had different experiences which we thought could relate to various different people within the Yarra Rangers community.
Yeah, it's amazing spectrum of people's experiences, like, you know, the demographics of who they are and their own experience, but also I guess what their mental health past has been as well and how that's impacted them. And I guess they're sharing their stories, but I think you've set up a bit of a website where people can see those stories. What do those stories look like? What mediums those stories come in?
Yeah, so we had quite a different range. So Belinda and Chris, Hannah and Ray, they made videos. Mm-hmm. So we had a videographer come out and record their stories and experiences, and they told their stories and, you know, had images and spoke about their life. And you can find those videos on the Yarra Rangers Council website. I'll go through that in a bit more detail in a minute. So, Chris, Belinda, Hannah and Ray. They just used a video format, which was really, really good to see. Mel did something really different. They did a zine.
Ah, so what is a zine? I think you've listened to the radio before on this show, you've heard about zines through the libraries, but if you haven't heard about a zine, what is a zine?
Look, a zine, from my understanding, it's basically, I mean, it was more so around in like the 80s and the 90s, but it's mainly like a, sort of like a comic book or a visual newsletter type thing. So it's something that, you know, you can, it kind of looks like a newsletter, but a bit more visual. So more images, graphics, you know, not as many words, that type of thing. And Mel used this as a way of telling their story. And it was a really awesome, it was like a booklet kind of zine that Mel put together. And they had different images, different words, different things to describe their experience. And there was also, I loved how with Mel's zine, they had their, you know, inner thoughts and feelings and, you know, comparisons of positive and negative emotions. That was something I loved about Mel's zine. And also I could relate to Mel's story a little bit as well, because I was also diagnosed autistic about 2 years ago. So I could kind of identify and relate to some of Mel's experiences about feeling different and not understanding, you know, how things work or how to fit in the norm as everyone expects us to. So that was a really interesting way of looking at Mel's story. And Laura did a booklet. So Laura wrote her story, and she wrote different versions to find. She wrote different versions, but eventually she found the version that she was comfortable with sharing. Mm-hmm. And her title of her book, her booklet, was Under the Glitter Jacket, I think it was.
Interesting.
Yeah, because she had this picture of her on the front cover in a glittery jacket. So
yes,
that was her,
okay.
So that was the title of her booklet, was, you know, Under the Glittery Jacket. And it was just beautiful. So that was, so Laura did a written booklet with her story.
Yeah, beautiful. And so if people would go on to the, look at the videos or see the stories, the zine and the booklet digital version, and go on the council website.
Yes, yeah, so you can go on the Yarra Rangers Council webpage and you can just go to the search bar and search the Living Stories and then you'll see a webpage come up that says the Living Stories Project. Just click on that.
Yeah.
And when you click on it, it will have like a bit of a blurb about the project, what it was about. And then if you scroll down, it will have each of the participants' stories. So you'll find a photo of the participants and their name, and it'll say, like, you know, Ray's story, Hannah's story, etc.
Yes.
And then you just click on any of their stories, and it has a bio on each of the participants.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got their video or zine or booklet in the webpage. So you can view it there, and you can watch the videos, or you can have a read of Mel and Laura's zines and booklets. So
yeah,
you
lovely.
Can find all that on the website.
And if people are curious about getting a hard copy of any of the zine or the booklet, are they available at all, or maybe in the future?
Yeah, we can organise that for you if you like. We so far only have digital versions, but I would suggest probably reaching out to Yarra Rangers Council or to Eastern Health, and we can try and organise something for
you. Yeah, it'd be great to organise that. Maybe at the libraries would be a perfect spot for them too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, fantastic. And I guess you've gone through that whole journey with the project and development, but also the journey with the participants. So I guess, what was your takeaway from this whole experience? Like, it's amazing sort of seeing this thing, developing the idea, but then walking with the participants. What was one of the takeaways for you?
Look, the takeaway for me is that everyone's experiences are different. Like, we all have something going on in our lives, and we all have different experiences, and we have different things that happen to us in life, and different changes and different experiences. So the big takeaway for me was, I mean, I was just happy and proud seeing the way it progressed, you know, just seeing it start off as a nice little idea and then seeing the finished product. I was just in awe at, you know, when I was at the launch event, I was just in awe at how it came to be. And it was just amazing to work with the participants and to hear from them and to listen to their stories and, you know, their courage. And, you know, it was just amazing. And, you know, I learnt a lot from them about, you know, resilience and compassion and, you know, just being able to be yourself and to, you know, try and live and be who you are, and to try and not to let your mental health or negative experiences define you and affect your future.
Yeah, it's very powerful stories, and I've seen a few of them, and it's amazing to see. So please encourage people to jump onto the council website and search Living Stories, and you'll be able to see it there as well. And if people want to give some feedback, or, you know, cause the participants probably ought to see that feedback too, there's a chance there for people to give some feedback as well. Is that correct?
Yes, if people want to share their feedback about, you know, the stories that they heard or the project, we have a link on the Living Stories page. You can just click on that and fill out the survey. It will take a couple of minutes, but yeah, we'd really appreciate your feedback.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much. And after that massive project, what's next on the table for you? It's coming next year. Are there any other projects on the horizon?
Yes, we have quite a few things coming up. I'm currently in the process of planning a pride event in the Yarra Ranges. So we're doing a bit of consulting with the local LGBTQI+ community to have a pride event in conjunction with Rural Rainbows. So that's something I'm very excited about. And yes, we'll have many other projects coming up around, you know, education and around decreasing harmful behaviours from vaping and, you know, all sorts of things. So we're still going to keep at it. It doesn't stop for the health promotion team,
yes,
but we will continue.
Yeah, thank you so much. It'd be great to have you back on next year and talk about the pride event as well and see how it's going.
Yes, absolutely.
Well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the time, and great to hear. And again, go to the council website and search Living Stories to find out more. Next, we have our Youth Voice, and we're going to be interviewing our new Youth Development Officers, Sophie and Jade.
Welcome back. My name is Nikita Aldridge. I am the youth worker here at Yarra Rangers Council, and it's our last show for the year. Can't believe how quickly the year's passed. I am very thankful to be joined by our two brand new youth development officers at Yarra Rangers Council, Sophie and Jade. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Hi.
Thank you for joining last minute. It was a message I sent Monday afternoon to the group chat. if anyone would like to join, and both of you would both put your hands up, and we're very thankful for that. So thank you for being so last minute.
No, this is a very fun excursion, so I'm grateful to be here. Thanks, Nikita.
You're so welcome. So today I'll just be interviewing Sophie and Jade, just so listeners at home can all get to know the two of you a little bit better. And if we have any young people who may be listening at home, keep your eyes out for Sophie and Jade. They're amazing and you'll do some great work with them, hopefully. So very first question for today is, what got you into working with young people?
Awesome. So I'm Sophie, so you know the difference between our voices, but I'm Sophie and I think young people are amazing. I think they are so creative and innovative and resilient and, you know, smart and all of the amazing things that I think really encapsulate the sensibility of what it is to be a young person. It's like the world is so open and can really be made into whatever they like, so long as they're bolstered and supported and mobilized and empowered by the people and spaces whose duty of care it is to support and empower and mobilize and bolster young people. So I think young people are really amazing. I've been working with young people for the last 5.5 years in tutoring and mentoring capacities and, you know, lecturing and presenting and supporting them through their last few years of study, and then recently have worked more with primary school aged kids. And I just think they're such young people and children, they're just amazing, and the way that they view the world, there's so much to learn from and so much, I think, growth in the spaces that really matter in terms of like the heart to heart between people, relationality, empathy. We can really learn a lot from young people. So that's why I really intentionally sit in this space of youth development, because I think there's such a difference to be made when, particularly and most of all, when it's in consultation and co-design with young people, and when young people's voices are valued and heard and really responded to. So that's why I'm here, I suppose.
What a beautiful answer, Jade.
That's a hard answer to follow. I think for me, I grew up very lucky. I had a lot of opportunities in my life, but I also got to see a lot of people who really didn't get those opportunities, and a lot of people who I would say potentially were failed by the system. And so for me, it was really important when leaving school that I moved into a job that actually meant that every young person got the same opportunity. And I know that is very hard and it's a big task, but I do really believe that nobody should be discredited or not given an opportunity just because of the spaces or places that they roam in. That was kind of my MO to get into this, and why I wanted to join in youth spaces and just really support young people to thrive.
Amazing. Beautiful answers, both of you. I think we have an incredible team. Every one of us in the team is incredibly passionate about young people and making sure that they're feeling supported, and we're giving the best opportunities to the young people within the area. So, Sophie, you're a week in. Jade, third day in.
Yeah, we're very fresh.
Two and a half days.
So how have you found your time so far? I know it's early days, but how have you found your time so far? And what are some things you're enjoying about council at the moment?
So, Jade here, I'm going to go first on this one. 2.5 days in, but it feels like longer, and not in a bad way, in a good way. Everyone has been so welcoming and lovely. There's lots to see and do. I've got to sit in on lots of really cool meetings and just start to get to know the lay of the land. And as somebody who has grown up in and spends a lot of time in the Yarra Ranges, it's been really exciting to see that our council, it really has that community that we strive for. And so 2.5 days in, I've been doing great. I love it. And what I'm excited for is just to continue learning and growing and seeing more opportunities popping up. I know there's so much to do there, and I'm keen to try on as many hats as I can.
I have to really echo Jade here and say it's been so welcoming, and just I feel really respected, and like everybody's work is respected for what they offer. I'm really impressed at the training opportunities, at how the cross-departmental collaborations, and as Jade said, the opportunity to really robustly engage youth voice and, yeah, the perspective and advocacy for young people across councils, operations as a whole. We really, the youth team, as I'm learning, doesn't just sit in a silo. It's really connected, and I think that allows for really robust and substantial growth, change and opportunity.
Totally. And a quick side question, just... how are you guys finding it around the building? Are you guys getting lost? I know it took me a long time to actually find my way through the building. How are you finding it?
Our manager really drilled in for me where the emergency exits are. I got the tour twice, so I feel very prepared if there were to be an emergency. And, look, that's been good in helping me navigate, and I feel actually comfortable. I know the difference between the floors, which I think is a win.
That is a win.
Yes.
Yeah. I tried to look at the floor plan and immediately closed the entire PDF because that was very stressful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I know where the two main staircases are,
yes.
And I think if I find myself on either of those, I can kind of get anywhere from there. So, yeah, not too bad.
And you know what? As long as you know where the bathroom and the kitchen is.
Bathroom and water.
I think you're fine.
Essentials.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess what's something that you're really looking forward to achieving whilst you're in your positions?
Yeah, I'm really, first of all, just... in beyond my own development and learning, this is just a great opportunity for, to really learn a lot from a youth team and a council that does such amazing things with young people. But for me, it's really looking more to that space of youth voice. How can, you know, policies and strategies and opportunities be provided for and in support of, and also to reflect the needs and wants of young people in the area. And I think the youth team do a really, really amazing job of identifying what the trends are and then responding to those trends. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, is, you know, understanding more about the landscape of the Yarra Ranges and, yeah, responding to that.
I mean, that sounds amazing. I'm a bit of a big dreamer, so I have a lot of ideas and plans in my head. But I think for me, my first kind of stuff I want to be looking into around all different things is just having a lot of supportive and safe spaces for young people to continue to thrive in. Obviously, part of our work is working with young people, but we can't do that without young people. So making and creating those spaces for young people to thrive and feel a part of a community and feel connected to the council as well, I think is super important. So that will be one of the first things I'm hopefully going to be looking into about how we can just continue that thread.
Yeah, community is created, not consumed. And I think that's a really nice sort of ethic of engagement in this space.
Ooh, that hits hard. I like that, Sophie. Thank you for saying that.
No worries. It's not mine.
You just claim it. Claim it as yours. Well, thank you both for joining me, especially at last minute, as I said. I really appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Nikita, for all of your amazing work and for being so welcoming. And it's been great to be here. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening. I apologise. I'm not a voice for radio, so thanks.
Well, you are now.
So as I mentioned before, this is last show of the year. I also did just want to let everyone know that this is actually not only my last show for the year, it's actually my last show.
So sad.
I am finishing up at Yarra Ranges Council at the end of the year, and I am heading on over to Hillsville High School as the youth worker over there in the new year. So that's really exciting. Very sad also to be leaving Yarra Valley FM once a month. I absolutely love doing this part of my job. So, but you know, new things, exciting times. So whoever takes on this show in the youth team, they're very lucky to keep it going. So Jade, it could be you. Sophie, it could be you. We don't know yet. We'll find out.
What a legacy we have.
Oh, stop it.
Big shoes to fill.
Yes. Beautiful. So thank you very much for listening in. Stay tuned. After the break, we have Michael back, and he will be joined by the libraries to give an update on what's going on in the Yarra Ranges this month. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
and we're back on the Council Connection Show. And our next guest is Judy from the Your Library. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, very well. It's a great day in the warm weather, being a library, nice and cool, and a bit of Wi-Fi and a bit of tea and coffee. It's a lovely place to be.
Yeah, we're all sort of excited about Christmas as well, and we've got a very nice, cool, comfortable library. Not too busy in here, so it's really, really pleasant to be here. And we've got, at the moment, we've got at Yarra Junction Library, we've got a Christmas giving tree, and we're helped to support families and bring joy to Christmas by donating, for patrons to donate gifts or vouchers of children between 0 and 18 years, which they will be donated to Second Bite for their Christmas hampers. So that's the way we will get them out to the families, which is a great, great, great program.
That is fantastic.
We ran it last year, and we're continuing running that. Yeah, yeah. Also, next week, I just realised we've got our film. So we've got a Christmas film, of course.
Ooh, which one to be chosen?
We've got Max Lucado's The Christmas Candle. And oh. Suzanne Boyle sings in that, and it's magnificent, very good. So,
yeah, beautiful.
So we're looking forward to showing that at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, next Wednesday. So come along to that if you'd like to book online, or else to give us a call and we can book you in. Or just rock up, just come to the to the last one of the year. So that's our film, around film program. Also, with Hillsville Library, they've got a few things on. They've got a zine program, which will be Thursday the 7th and the 18th. That's two Thursdays. That's at 3 to 6. And then Saturday, the 9th and the 16th, which is from 10 till 12:30. So that's been a program that's been supported by the Valley Community Recovery Committee, run by a lady called Cora Zon. And the program's been running through Hillsville Library, the local primary schools, and Hillsville High School.
It's been really successful program,
you know,
hasn't
make
it?
Some aspir- Sorry?
It's been a really successful program, like seeing
it's
that
been
grow
a very
and
successful,
develop as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, very aspirational, inspiring, and lots of fun making their books. So the zine's a new thing to me, but it's a wonderful program, and it just inspires people to put down their ideas and their thoughts in their own little book. So,
yeah, it's a beautiful project.
Great way. It is a great way, yeah. We've also got the family Christmas concert that's at Hillsville Library on the 19th of December, which is a Tuesday at 11 till 12. And they're featuring the Wannabes, which I think they're a group that's up and coming, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that's a free program, and no bookings required. And old ages, from babies right through to white-haired ladies like me.
The whole family.
That's right. Yeah, the big family, yeah. And also we've got our last Christmas community lunch at Hillsville Library. That's Thursday the 21st of December from 12:30 till 2:30. So bring along your festive cheer. If you need to let them know about any dietary requirements, but booking out fast. So
yes, bookings
get online
are essential. They will book out.
They will book out because it should be a really delicious lunch, this lunch. So all fresh food from the community gardens. So.
Oh, fantastic. It's been a great little partnership too with the Hillsville Community Garden, doing the providing the produce and being able to use that for the community meals. It's been a fantastic project to see grow.
Yeah, it's a very good program, and it's a lot of fun with getting together and just talking to people and joining together with a lot of the community, which is really good. So, yeah, it's a great program. Yeah, and I'd just like to thank all our patrons out there. It's been wonderful to have such a great community in our Yarra Rangers as team leader here at Yarra Junction, from our story times right through to our events. We've also always had some very positive feedback, which is lovely. And, you know, this community here is a wonderful community. So I wish everybody a very happy Christmas and a safe travels too.
Thank you, Judy. And it's a big Merry Christmas to you and all the staff. Amazing stuff at all the libraries. Your libraries do amazing work. and create a space that is so welcoming and open and friendly place to be and so helpful. So you do incredible, incredible work. And the school holidays obviously is a wonderful time to, and the summer as well, to hang out at your library, explore and learn more about what's happening. And yeah, nice reprieve from the hot weather, all the strange rain we've had as well recently too. And Healesville and Library and Narrow Junction are both fantastic venues to be able to experience and meet friends, meet locals, and maybe even enjoy a book.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just enjoy, just sit back and read to your children, or just sit back and read yourself and just find a comfy couch or chair here in the library. We've also got the facilities for scanning documents if you need something scanned just before Christmas or whatever, or sent off if there's any business or something that needs to be done, and photocopying too. And those, we've at the moment, we've got we're photocopying some beautiful pictures of our pets and they're dressed up in Christmas outfits. So we've got a wall of Christmas, I think they're mainly dogs, but we're happy to have some cats there too and other animals as well. So
oh,
we've got
can't
some lovely
wait to
pictures
check it
of,
out.
Yes, so that's there as well. So, but it will be, we've got a school holiday program and that will be out of in the middle of January. So keep an eye out for that. We've got some good things going on there for the children in the school holidays too.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Judy. Have a very Merry Christmas and a little, little break, and we'll see you again in the new year.
Thank you. Thanks, Michael.
Bye.
Bye.
And that was Judy from your library. So your library is Healesville and Yarra Junction, open through the school holidays and over Christmas too. So please go down and enjoy those fantastic activities and services and meet the beautiful, friendly staff too. And our last guest for today we have is Gillian Simone from Yarra Rangers Council. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having us here.
Great to be here. Thanks, Michael.
Now tell us a little about... What are your roles at Yarra Rangers Council?
Well, I'm leading the project ably assisted by Simone here. We're developing a project called the Local Development Strategy. It's around diversification of the local economy to produce both social, environmental and economic benefit for the region. Mm-hmm. It comes out of the timber transition. Many people will know that timber harvesting is coming to an end in our state forests, and the state government funded a project here in the Upper Yarra to help diversify the economy so there's jobs in the community to going forward.
Yeah, it's beautiful work to do, and I guess you people know it's a statewide of that impact, but obviously councils are here to support that sustainability of jobs and economic sustainability as well for that local region. And so when you say local, what do you mean by local? Is it the whole Shire? You focus on particular areas within Yarra Rangers?
So it's the Upper Yarra. And Simone, perhaps you can explain what the Upper Yarra is for our listeners.
Sure. So the Upper Yarra is the O'Shaughnessy ward of the council area. So east of Woorialik is how we describe it. With this project, there is a particular focus on the townships of Yarra Junction, Warburton and Powtown. But we are taking in the whole Upper Yarra O'Shaughnessy ward.
Yes, yeah. And so what you've gone out and engaging local businesses and local community groups in the area, and that's helped develop this economic strategy. And can you tell us a bit about what have you heard from the community? What have you heard from those businesses around aspirations around what they'd like to see happen and their support the economic development?
Yep, so that's key. This project is a community-led project. So the first stage, it's a four-stage project. The first stage is about reporting on what is the region. Mm-hmm. So that's the history of the region, the demographics, the economic, geographical, a lot of those sort of dry statistics. But this is absolutely supplemented with information we get from community, community groups, government, education, and business. Mm-hmm. So we've interviewed, we think now, over 100 people in the community, and they've let us know what they think the strengths are, what the challenges are, and that's informed some opportunities for innovation.
Yeah, and it's really important to think about, particularly because across all communities, but particularly in Upper Yarra as well, in this area where we're coming from, is people wear many hats. So yes, you're a resident, but you're also a local business owner, and you're part of the footy club, and so you can't really talk about community groups and then business and then education and all these separate things actually are part of the community, and they're all intertwined, and they that's a strength really up there in the area too, is actually that the connection between all these industries and businesses and schools and community groups creates that great resilience and strength in the community.
Yeah, you're right, Michael. With sort of the top strengths identified is, of course, the natural beauty of the area. Mm. I think everyone's agreed on that. But, you know, a close second is the community strength as well. Mm. So that's some things we found are real strengths of the area. Also the rural nature. People are really proud of that.
Yes.
As well.
And during the course of this project, we actually got a favourite word, haven't we, Simone?
Yeah, somebody rather charmingly described the Upper Yarra as bucolic, which
bucolic.
we had to get our dictionaries or thesauruses out.
So we're very happy to live in a very bucolic region of Yarra Ranges.
Can you guess the definition of bucolic?
Bucolic just means the countryside. It means, you know, agricultural landscape.
Yes, okay.
And that's what we live in. Mm. And that's really one of the strengths, and that came out very, very strongly, that people love driving through the countryside or walking through the countryside, knowing the crops are growing, that there's vineyards, there's orchards, there's crops being grown, and that adds to what I think is a really lovely part of the country.
Yeah, it's a great mix of industries up here too. So like you have really strong industries around the agriculture, but also you have some tourism, you have the retail, and it's a really strength to have all these things in one place working together and benefiting our community.
Yes, so the other part of this report that's just been released, and I will say this a few times, we're on Shaping Yarra Ranges, so you can look up the Upper Yarra Local Development Strategy, and I'll remind people of that at the end, where we've come up with a number of innovation opportunities, which will get workshopped in the new year. So I do encourage people to go and have a look. What did we come up with? And this is based on the hard socioeconomic data that Simone mentioned, but also about these community interviews we've conducted. Mm. So over 100 community interviews, and we've test-driven some of these ideas with some of our advisory groups and special interest groups around the Shire as well. And I can run through some of these, if you like, Michael, and tell...
Well, I've got a couple minutes left, so... Takeaways.
Okay, so the takeaways, go to Shaping Yarra Ranges, having a look at the report that we've done. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think, and if you're interested, sign up or express interest in the workshops. But a couple of key takeaways in the innovation opportunities is promoting or establishing some high-profile walking tracks. Mm-hmm. And for that, we're thinking... walking all the way from Warburton all the way to Walhalla, which will be a 7 or 8 day hike. There will be sleeping huts en route, toilet facilities, and essentially guided walks through that beautiful country that we have here in the Upper Yarra.
Yeah, some great assets, and be able to enjoy that.
Absolutely. Yes. And talking of great assets, we also have some great assets that are abandoned, would you believe or not? Mm. And there's this wonderful place in East Warburton, in the middle of Yarra Ranges National Park, called O'Shaughnessy Lodge. And O'Shaughnessy Lodge is a very special place. It's over 100 years old. It has historical significance. It's heritage listed. And Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip stayed there in 1954. Mm. And we think it's a wonderful place. We visited a few weeks ago. And Simone, tell us what you thought of that site.
It was fantastic. It was like stepping back into history. Yes. And the history and heritage of the area is another real strength that we think can be further developed.
Yeah.
And reusing some of these buildings, some of historical importance or some just in great locations for opportunities into the future, we think is a real strength.
Yeah, it sounds like a great idea. And sorry, for people listening too, you develop this strategy, people can get feedback. And then what?
And then there's the workshops that happen in the new year. Mm-hmm. So people can express interest in those workshops on the website. And we'd love to get a broad section of the community involved with those workshops. So please go and have a look. Shaping Yarra Ranges, and look for the Upper Yarra Local Development Strategy. Tell us what you think, and if you're interested, express interest in those workshops that will happen in the new year that will test these innovation opportunities that we're putting forward.
Yeah, so still making sure we're talking to experts. It's lived experience we talked about thing there about is around people are lived experience. Your lived experience of being a resident, of being a business owner, being part of a club. So hearing those things and then testing them out, saying, yep, is this true? Where can it go? What's opportunities here? And building upon those lived experiences.
You put it very nicely. So shaping Yarra Ranges, Upper Yarra local development strategy.
Beautiful. And after these workshops, then what's next?
There'll be working groups set up to work on business cases, set up pilots, and hopefully establishing some new economies that's going to create jobs for social, economic and environmental benefit.
Beautiful. So all these voices we're going to hear, we'll test them out at the workshops, you get more chance to have your say, and then there'll be the investment around, well, we've heard about this, we've tested them out, let's invest in these job creations.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you so much again. Shaping Yarra Ranges and Search Economic Development Strategy.
Local development strategy.
Local development strategy. Thank you so much, Julian and Simone. Thank you so much. And looking forward to hearing you in the new year about how this workshop is going and what's coming from them.
We'll be very happy to come here again, Michael.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.